What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
In 30 minutes on Grant and Danny, Tarik El-Bashir of Monumental on the Caps and the Canes tonight. And in 1 hour at 6 o'clock, we'll get you ready for the NBA draft lottery. The Wizards with a chance to change the fortunes of their organizations with the bounce of a ping pong ball tonight. 7 o'clock draft lottery. So we will have that for you. The developments on the broadcast this evening, I'm sure. John Walton knows the assignment with the DC teams looking out for one another. But we're live at Caddies in Bethesda. We're going to be here until 6:30 live on the air. And then we've got our Caps watch tonight with listeners. By the way, the recent draft lotteries for DC have actually gone very well, if I could say that. The Nationals hit the number one spot in
the
lottery.
That's right.
A year ago, and they will have the number one overall pick this summer in July at the All-Star festivities in Atlanta. So the draft is coming up in a couple of months, and they have won one when they weren't even supposed to. You've got the Wizards, who people forget this, but they were one ping pong ball away from getting the number one overall pick in Victor Wembanyama. Like, I forget the number of numbers they had to get.
6 out of 11. So they had their four numbers that are drawn. 6 of the 11 remaining possibilities had the Wizards with the number one overall pick.
Over a 50% chance at that point to come all the way up the board. And it didn't end up working out for them. But if there's such a thing as almost hitting the lottery, they did, yeah, in a way that was not expected. And then I go back the year before with the Nationals, if you remember. The stupid baseball rules, and they are dumb, call for if you pick in the top 6 in a year, that the following year you can't pick in the top 10 or something like that. There's some different machinations to it. But the Nats couldn't pick ahead of 10, and for whatever reason, they're still a part of the lottery. And so they do the lottery, and they pull the number one pick as the Nationals. And they weren't supposed to win the lottery, but they did. And they said, well, you can't win the lottery. We got to pull it again for the number one pick. And they pull it again, and the Nationals won it a second time. And they're like, what in the heck is going on?
You especially can't win it.
So the Nats, luckiest team in the world apparently, have basically won the last 3 drawings for the number one pick in Major League Baseball. So maybe the good juice carries over tonight.
It's time. I could use some of that here to counteract the whatever the worst pick possible is, and that's 9, Denny Avdia. That's 9, Rui Hachimura. That's 10, Johnny Davis, when they fell back as far as they could possibly fall in multiple lotteries in a row, and then the close miss in 2023.
Let's talk NFL football, a TV show about quarterbacks, yeah? Derek Carr is one of the characters in that show who will no longer be a part of the filmings. He has retired 10 games this past season, dealt with injuries with the New Orleans Saints in 2024. Derek Carr saying so long over the weekend, put out a nice statement, informed the Saints that he was done. 34 years old, a 4-time Pro Bowler, had a really impressive career, frankly, when you look at where he was drafted. In the second round,
yeah, very solid
36
career.
Overall, played for a decade, 11 seasons, threw for over 40,000 yards. Derek Carr, I always thought, was one of those guys a little bit like Kirk Cousins, who gets disrespected because he's not in the cool kids club. If you don't run a 4-2, if you're not a dual threat, if you're not running all over the place and getting on SportsCenter highlights with your feet, if you just stand in the pocket and make throws and decisively determine things pre-snap and know where to get the ball to and do everything quickly and process, there's no real, like, obvious skill in that because people can't see it. They're these, like, intangible cool things about the quarterback position. But Carr, who had his limitations clearly, 6'3", 215, was never a guy you were probably going to win a Super Bowl with. A very, very good career hanging it up with the Saints.
Yeah, he been in a pretty damn long way and was very solid for a long time. So it was interesting. I've always thought he was appropriately rated as kind of a back-end, perfectly fine starter with some pretty prolific years in there. Had a 4,800-yard season to his credit the 1 year that they were excellent. Talking about the Raiders forever ago, they were 12-3. He had a 28-6 touchdown to Pickles ratio, probably the best overall season of his career for a Raiders team. It was probably a paper tiger, but still, that's the best year they've had in some time. But yeah, I mean, it was never sexy. It wasn't prolific. You wouldn't see some of those gaudy numbers, even as the league was trending in that direction for a lot of times, but a great teammate, solid leader. I mean, you had Devontae Adams, now I know they played together in college, but still leaving a great situation to be like, yeah, I want to go play with my guy, Derek Carr.
Right.
Guys want to go play with this dude who's tough as nails. You never question that. I mean, here's the thing. This is very Strasburgian. He could have absolutely just said, I'm going to try to play, even though everybody knows he probably can't. I mean, with the shoulder and everything, you hang out, you rehab, you talk to the young kid, you make $30 million. I mean, give or take with the dumb NFL rules, but you know what I mean? And instead, he's just going to get this whatever roster guarantee it was, $10 million. The Saints are going to get that back, and he's walking away from tens of millions of dollars because of integrity, because he doesn't really want to be a drain or distraction or whatever. I find that commendable, to be honest with you. So he's somebody that is entitled to it. I mean, they signed the contract too. He could have just shown up and earned his $30 million just to raise your shoulder 10 times a day with very lightweight as he's rehabilitating, but didn't want feel like going through that and walking off into the sunset. Pretty solid career.
The Saints all of a sudden now have a quarterback competition to run. Tyler Shuck, who they drafted in the second round this year, becomes the guy who fell into the best situation in football. And Spencer Rattler, who they drafted in the fifth round 1 year ago, played in the second half against Washington in that December game with the Commanders and the Saints in New Orleans and actually played pretty well. But otherwise, it's been a real struggle for him. Jake Haener, who started that game and played terribly, the 23 fourth round pick, is still there. Those will be the three quarterbacks, presumably. So the question becomes, what do the Saints do? Like, I would not think about going and getting a veteran to start to try to be better than I am because I'm a bad team. First year with a new head coach, Kellen Moore, I could bottom out, go 5-12, 4-13, and maybe pick first. And maybe that's Arch Manning. And by the way, what a marketing opportunity that would be.
How about that,
Archie,
right?
Manning's Mr. New Orleans and Mr. Saint, clearly. To me, that's the easiest decision in the world. But that's not how they think.
Teams don't think that way.
Well, especially not the Saints.
They
no
should.
Team has been more spin your tires, stuck in neutral than the Saints with Mickey Loomis. They're always that 7-10 team trying to get to 9-8. And it is hard in that division, I will say, to convince yourself that you don't have a shot. Because it's not a particularly good division.
Yeah, that's true.
You got the Falcons starting effectively a rookie quarterback this year. You've got the Bucs with Baker Mayfield another year, another coordinator, another play caller. You know, they're 10-win good. They're probably not 12-win good. So you look at the division and you go, all we got to do is steal a game or two, you know, add a veteran quarterback, compete every week. We could win the South at 9-8, 10-7. And so that's how they think. I just hope that they stop doing that this year, but I'm not convinced that they will. I would not be surprised if they didn't make some phone calls and try to make a trade.
Yeah, they at some point need to pay the piper. And they, you know, a number of bad contracts, a number of bad deals, a number of, trying to mortgage the future, giving away some things. They are in one of those kind of gross spots, you know, where it's like a lot of the guys are past their prime. You're not really getting the same production out of some of the stars that had you at the top of that, as you said, of a mediocre division. So this would be a great year with Carr walking away to just go with one of the kids, get your teeth kicked in, reset, and then kind of rebuild this thing and start anew. But I think you said it very well. Teams don't think that way in general in the NFL because, the incentive is to go from worse to okay very, very quickly. And in that division, okay a lot of times wins it. I think Tampa's better than that, to be honest with you. But still, it's not as if Tampa's a 13-win buzzsaw. They haven't done that in since Tom Brady was there a handful of years ago.
I think that's why teams do what they do. Like the Saints go get Carr, pay him $100 million. The Falcons go get Cousins, yep, coming off of Achilles, pay him $100 million. It's because you just feel like it's winnable. The question is, when you get to the playoffs, what do you do then? But understandably, to some extent, I think teams decide in the NFL, we just got to get into the dance. We've seen so many of those wild card runs, the Giants and other teams over the years, where just get there, win a couple of playoff games, see what Washington did. They did it with a spectacular quarterback as a rookie last year in Jaden Daniels, but it happens all the time. So, prediction. The Saints, week one starting quarterback this year, Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler, or veteran who's not on the roster?
Spencer Rattler, I think, it's the first crack at it. Then they're going to go Shuck.
So I he would be my third answer, and he could be right, but I would start Shuck over him because I think
I certainly would too.
Yeah, but you're saying they won't.
Right, I'm saying they won't.
Okay.
I would not do a Spencer Rattler thing. Okay. There'd be 0.0 times where Spencer Rattler plays for me.
So Rattler stinks. I would imagine Shuck would beat him out if it's up to those two. I actually think he's super talented and actually a nice little pick. He's older and he has an injury history. That's why he was available in the second round, because he gets hurt all the time. If he's healthy, I think he would beat out Spencer Rattler pretty easily. But I'm going to say guy not on the roster. Maybe it's
they do a veteran victor situation.
Yeah. Somebody gets cut in training camp. One of these veterans,
or one of the seven guys on the Browns.
I could see that. Or you just trade for a backup. It's not Marcus Mariota here, but
Sam Howell.
A guy like that who's been a starter before. And he can't do that. He's already been traded.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
Sam Howell's on the Vikings now. But you trade for someone who's a starting caliber backup that gets a chance here in New Orleans that they wouldn't have otherwise. But that'll be my prediction. All right, let's talk QBs and stay in the potentially the NFC with the Vikings. I guess it could also be the AFC with the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers. What is going to happen with Rodgers? So here's my understanding of where we're at on this as of this weekend. The Steelers are still awaiting word from Rodgers. I saw a guy who hosts Afternoon Drive on our sister station in Pittsburgh reported over the weekend, junkie style here, like knows someone who knows someone who's but what was the one where like the buddy's roommate that EB had? Remember that?
Right? So his kid's buddy's roommate knew at Arizona State knew something.
Right. It was a great nugget.
Yeah.
So anyway, this Pittsburgh area radio host said that Rodgers has joined their version of Congressional or something, some golf course that all the great golfers all the time want to play at in Pittsburgh, right outside the city.
Yinzer Club, I think.
Yeah, and if you belong to Yinzer Club, then clearly he's going to play for the Steelers, because why would he belong to Yinzer Club otherwise? So that's the big report. Uh-huh, but anyway, that's the scuttlebutt.
Uh-huh.
So the Steelers want Rodgers. Does Rodgers want to play for them? The Vikings are still, from what I'm hearing, involved with Aaron Rodgers.
Hmm.
They're not completely sold. I don't know if it's on the recovery of J.J. McCarthy with his health, or maybe it's just where he's at in his development, but they feel like they're a Super Bowl caliber operation, and maybe we shouldn't just hand this off to McCarthy without having a better plan as far as a veteran. They did trade for Sam Howell, so if you roll with McCarthy as your starter, Howell would be your backup. But if McCarthy's not ready, what do you do? Rodgers is still an option, which I still think would be chef's kiss.
It would be perfect.
Completing the Brett Favre timeline and connecting the aura rings on that.
Yeah, he's already one up the Brett Favre spoiled brat, cater to me in my every whim situation, right? Where for Favre, it was...
They both had Netflix docs this the offseason.
For different reasons. But yes, for Favre, it was, I don't feel like it, so I need everybody to fly to my home to beg me and convince me to come back and play. And the team's kind of going, hey, we need a decision at some point. Let us know. And then he wasn't letting them know. And they're like, please, please. And he was like, fine. And he came back and he would play. Then he got tired of that and he left. And, you know, full circle, comes back to Minnesota. Rodgers did that and then, like, it turned it up a notch. Added some ayahuasca and some inflammatory comments here, there, and everywhere. But still, you had to cater to his every whim. So it would complete the full cycle, right? So, but to me, Pittsburgh has always been the spot. It just makes too much sense, right? You have, to me, the ultimate in Mike Tomlin going, we're not doing the nonsense. If you'd like to get involved, come get involved. We've already got a pretty good little core here. You'll throw to DK Metcalf down the field. Robert Woods working underneath. We like Calvin Austin. We have a ready-made defense for you. We'll hand it off sometimes. We'll help you. You got a chance to win, albeit a really tough division. I mean, it is the buzzsaw of a division. But still, we're ready-made. We don't lose around here. You ain't going to try to revitalize some moribund franchise in the Jets. We win 9 games just by getting out of bed. With you, we could do a little bit better, but no BS. And I'm wondering if that's what the standoff is about. The standoff to me is about, come on, will you tolerate some of it? And they're like, no. Well, tolerate some of it. No, Can I have Nathaniel Hackett somehow? Can I get, I don't know, can I get...
I just don't think he's ready yet. I think he does everything on his own time, and he's not going to care about training camp, right? He doesn't care about the off-season workout, any of this stuff.
Right.
So for him, he's in no rush, and the team is being held hostage. I think he'll be a Steeler in week one, though. Do you?
I do.
Yeah. And then the Vikings, I guess you got to roll with McCarthy and Sam Howell at that point, because the seats have been sat in. I mean, there's nobody left to play the game of musical chairs for you. One final NFL item here. Grant and Danny live from Caddies in Bethesda on the Fan. Non-quarterback division. Travis Hunter was traveling. I thought this story was great and apparently came off very, very favorably. So an older lady was on an airplane and posted this story this weekend. She said, "I just had the most wonderful flight home from Denver. I met the nicest young man who sat right next to me. He offered to put my bag in the overhead compartment and helped me with my tray. He was always polite, saying yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am. Anyone would be proud to have him as a son or grandson. So polite." She said people kept walking by and throughout the flight were saying congratulations, great job, or even asking for pictures. I turned and asked him, "Okay, who am I sitting next to?" I looked at his Jaguars pants and smiled and asked, "Are you an athlete?" He smiled and said, "I'm Travis. Yes, I was drafted by the Jaguars. I already told my sons I want his jersey. He's so humble and down to earth. I would have never guessed he was a professional athlete. Jacksonville Jaguars, you did good. I will be buying tickets. United Airlines, thank you for my seat assignment." What a cool story.
And then
I love that. I mean, you always hear all this stuff about these athletes who are getting DUIs or whatever else. So when something like this comes out, I like to mention it on the air. But I keep hearing so many good things about kid that Travis Hunter is.
I also like that I never would have guessed. You wouldn't have guessed at all? The chiseled 6'3 guy? That, you know what I mean? That I understand because he's so nice and friendly,
fairness,
but attitude-wise.
She looks like she's a mid-70s grandma.
She doesn't look
so
like a scout.
She probably doesn't have a great
radar
for like ages in the 20s and who plays in the league and who doesn't.
Yeah, but I don't know. There might be some indication. Like the guy that just moves with an unbelievable amount of grace. Anyway, it's not important. But yeah, the stories like that are so sweet. I love that. I love when that's not for cameras. Nobody's around. Nobody's seeing that, right? It's not like you're doing some production where your media team is there to pay attention and document this, that, and the other for some kind of social media gain. This is, just a private moment that's really nice and really sweet that becomes public in all the best kind of ways. Really cool.
Grant and Danny live from Caddies in Bethesda. On Cordell, we're going to be here until 6:30 for the show live, and then we will be here into the evening for a Caps watch party. This is going to be the spot where you want to be to come on out and watch Capitals hockey tonight as the boys try to get even in game 4 of this best of 7 series. Now our guy Christian has just shown up from the radio station, and it looks like Santa Claus comes bearing gifts over here.
I do.
Like we've got a whole box of goodies.
We've got lots of great stuff. We've got some
That mic a little closer to your face.
There we go. Thank you.
Yep,
absolutely. I swear I've done this before.
Yep.
We've got lots of Capitals t-shirts.
Ooh.
We've got some Capitals Rock the Red scarves.
Let's go.
Scarves.
We've got some really nice 2025 playoffs mugs.
We're in on that.
And some really, really nice 2025 playoff hats, like really nice mesh trucker style hats. So
look at the presents.
All good stuff, courtesy of our good friends at Verizon. Got some good stuff here for the Caps game tonight, man.
Shout out to Verizon for making it happen. So we're going to have some good Caps gifts during our watch tonight. So you got to come out to Caddies in Bethesda. We got tees, we got scarves, we got mugs, we got hats. We're like the dudes right outside the arena.
Yeah, we are there. We are right there.
The only difference is we're not charging for ours.
Price is totally free.
Yeah, we're not making up a price on the spot and seeing what you would pay.
I love that so much. Is that what they do?
For you, $16. Really? For me?
You're like, I only have 12. They're like, I'll take it.
You know what? It's 12.
Yeah. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Tarik El-Bashir of Monumental Sports going to join us next to break down the Caps and the Canes ahead of game 4.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Rude Guest Hotline is where we can find our buddy Tariq El-Bashir, Monumental Sports. He's a television man. He knows a thing or two.
He knows
about video.
Camera one, camera two.
What's up, Tariq? How are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'll let you know in a few hours here. Capitals getting ready for game four, Carolina Hurricanes. How should Caps fans be feeling after the 4-0 loss in game three with a 2-1 series deficit now?
I mean, obviously, you never want to fall down in a series, but when you get this deep into the playoffs, there's ebbs and flows. There's ups and downs. Just look around the league at the other series. I mean, at some point, one team pulls ahead of the other, and it's up to the team that's down to counter and keep pace. And so, I would say wary. Maybe if you're feeling good today, then cautiously optimistic, given the fact that this team has shown a propensity for bouncing back from poor performances. But you clearly cannot go down 3-1.
What's got to change?
What's got to be different here from, you know, the 2 games that they've lost, most specifically the one Saturday night because you're playing there in Raleigh again?
Yeah, I would say offense has to get going for this team. I mean, this is the most obvious thing that's ever been said on your show, but you can't win if you don't score goals, right? And 21 shots on net ain't it. They have to find a way to generate more. In the first series against Montreal, some of the heavy hitters really led the way. You know, Dylan Strome was hot. Alex Ovechkin had 4 goals. Jacob Chychrun had some offense. That hasn't happened in this series. Those guys need to get going, but in general, they have to direct more pucks at the Carolina net. Right now, they are ranked 13th in shots on goal out of 16 playoff teams. They are dead last in shot attempts on goal out of 16 playoff teams. That's just not going to get it done at this stage of the postseason.
Tariq El-Bashir of Monumental and Grant and Danny. You know, I was annoyed watching the broadcast the first couple of games against ESPN. Not against ESPN, although it felt like it at times. But their shot attempts obsession annoyed me. And I am all for puck possession as an important metric, and shot attempts are obviously part of that. But what the Capitals have long kind of philosophically decided is it's quality over quantity. They'll make the extra pass to get a goaltender moving. The Hurricanes are the opposite of that. My question, though, to you is, like, pretty clearly, I guess there's a happy medium, right? Where after the 1-1 series through two, I saw Hurricanes media members saying, you know, these the high shots aren't helping. They're not good shots. Logan Thompson looks comfortable. They're making him look like he's going to win the Vezina or whatever. They were annoyed, and they had all the shots. And for the Caps, we're going, they got to shoot more. Like, what is the answer there?
It certainly is a contrast in styles, right? I mean, if you've been watching the Capitals for the last decade, you're exactly right. They would like to make the extra pass and hunt for the perfect scoring opportunity, which is why typically they rank towards the bottom in terms of shot attempts and even shots on goal. Carolina, that is their MO. That's how they play. That is Rod Brind'Amour's system. He wants to make you feel as an opponent that you're drowning. Every single thing and the kitchen sink is directed at the net. Then they go and retrieve the puck, and then you're stuck in your own end, and then they're able to change two players, and you're still in your own end, and they brought two new players onto the ice. They direct another puck at the net. It goes into the corner. It's now retrieved. You've been out there for a minute, 30 seconds, and it keeps going until you break, until you crack, until you make a turnover that leads to a goal again. So I guess as a Carolina observer, maybe it is frustrating to see all those low-quality attempts, but that is their system. That is their MO. They do not deviate from it. It's what they've done for 7 years. And, it hasn't gotten them a Stanley Cup during the Brind'Amour era, but, it does win games and it gets them pretty far. So, I think you're right, Grant. I feel like there probably is a happy medium there. That said, both of these teams have been highly successful doing what they do and doing it their way. So, the key for the Capitals is it's going to be to generate more. I mean, again, hunting for the perfect shot is fine, but 21, as I said, that is not enough. You'd like to see that number closer to 30, if not a little over 30. I would have to do some research here to see if there's a direct correlation to, how many wins the Capitals produce when they go over 30 shots on goal per game, but I bet it's pretty high.
Tariq El-Bashir with us here on G&D. So yeah, I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. Like, the thing that I care about when it comes to Carolina is less about flipping pucks at the net, although I'm very much in favor of that, especially when you can create some traffic and the like. But it's the relentless, no one has any space or time to breathe when they're playing their
game.
That's the thing that I want. Whatever I got to do to get that, I want that. So
just give me that.
Yeah, so if more shots are a byproduct of that, I think that's kind of inevitable. But to me, it's that when it feels like all you're doing is just going playing fetch back behind your own end and just getting it out of your zone, it feels like the most monumental achievement in human history. That's the thing that terrified me before the series. It's terrified me through these four games, or three games rather, and heading into game four. What's the counter there to punish them for doing that?
You're exactly right. But when you get into the second round of the playoffs, every team is good. Every team is deep. The time and space disappears even more so than it did in the first round. And you're seeing that with Carolina. It's so funny. Sometimes when you're watching a game and, a fan will stop me at practice or someone else and go, hey, why were they so good on Monday against this opponent but not so good on Wednesday against that opponent? Well, the difference is Wednesday's opponent was not just structurally better. They had better hockey players. And when you are facing teams that have deeper rosters and better players, they are going to be on top of you a lot more than teams that don't. That said, guys, go back to game three. You can create space. You have to work really hard for it. I'm thinking about the Svechnikov goal. He made a very strong move off of the faceoff, created space, and went crossbar down, right? I'm thinking about the goal after that. Again, cut back, create some space, got off a good shot, puck goes in. you are able to do it. It's not like the space can't be found. You just have to work really hard to find it.
Ryan Leonard's going to get back into the lineup, it looks like, for the Capitals, their rookie from Boston College.
Looks like it.
Is there any thought to moving him up? And I know that sounds crazy because he hasn't produced. He's got the one empty net goal and a secondary assist over 15 games or whatever. But to me, he's kind of wasted on that third line. Like, the beauty of him is the speed, the skating, how hard he plays. Why not give him a chance to actually be an offensive impact player on the top six or something? Just seems like on the third line, it doesn't work for the line or him.
You know, Grant, I think myself and a lot of people who are covering the series are going to be watching warm-ups very closely here in a little bit. We do think there's going to be some changes inside the top six. I don't know if that includes Ryan Leonard. You know, I feel you. I hear what you're saying. The speed, the skill, the fact that, you know, he's able to create and make things happen for himself would seem to lend, you know, his game seems to, you know, be of the type that could be good in that top six. That said, I just don't know if you want to give him too much too soon, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
You know, especially on the road. But I do think we are going to see lines look a little bit different than they did the last game.
Tark, power play. I liked what I saw these all run together. It was game two when Carlson had the game-winning goal where he kind of crept back door because the entire arena was looking where Alex Ovechkin was and was going, right, et cetera. Right. What else might we expect to see? This Hurricanes penalty kill is fantastic, or at least it had been. You know, any other kind of tweaks or ideas here to try to take advantage of those premium ops?
Yeah, they're going to have to do something with the special teams because, you know, at the start of the series, we talked about how special teams just play such a massive role in determining the outcome of series, right? You don't get many power plays, but when you get one, you have to make the most of it. Let's say you get two and a half, three a game. You really need to score one of them. And if your opponent is getting two and a half, three, you got to make sure you kill them off. Right now, Carolina has the best percentage on the power play in the playoffs. Their penalty kill is the best penalty kill in the playoffs. The Capitals right now, they're way towards the bottom in both areas. You know, at this late stage of the season, are they going to make wholesale changes to the X's and O's? I don't think so. I think one thing that makes this unit dangerous when it is clicking is motion. When they are able to get guys moving around and they are crisp and their passes are tape to tape, they have the shooters that can cash in. It just has not been working. And again, getting back to something I said a few minutes ago, when you're playing a quality opponent with quality hockey players out there that has a quality system like the Hurricanes do on that penalty kill, their penalty kill has been great all year. It makes your PP look sometimes substandard.
What is your prediction for tonight?
I'll tell you, at the risk of sounding like a homer, I'll tell you the Capitals are one of the best teams that I've ever covered. This current group of players, of parking bad losses, of having short memories, of having a low pulse rate under pressure, and they've bounced back time and again this season. I mean, I believe they led the league or were close to leading the league and come from behind victories in the regular season. They did it against Montreal. They do not get flustered. I think the team that scores the first goal tonight, however, is going to win.
I'm not saying that you live in Springfield or married to Marge, work in a nuclear power plant, and have children Bart, Lisa, and Maggie, but I like the take. I appreciate you, Tarek. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime, guys.
Be good, buddy. There's Tarek El-Bashir of Monumental Sports. There was something he said at the very end of his answer.
I know.
Threw me off pretty good there. Yeah. I did what I could to get my next question out without cracking up.
You did just good.
Something substandard?
Yeah.
Anything? Nothing?
Yeah. No? Okay. We've all been accused at one time or another.
Oh, haven't we?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, haven't we?
Yeah.
There are times where you get caught off guard.
Is that it?
Hopefully you don't hear that very often.
No, that's...
You don't want your power play to look substandard.
You don't want those kinds of questions in that circumstance.
Caps
or any.
Playoff coverage brought to you by Ace Trim Carpentry. For over 25 years, Ace Trim has been a trusted trade partner for new home builders in the DMV. Specializing in full service interior trim carpentry.
Keep it together.
Handling everything from supply to installation. Turnkey and hassle free. Contact acetrim.com today. Ace Trim, the home builder's trade partner. With Danny Ruye, I'm Grant Paulson. This is The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grant and Danny on The Fan. Welcome back, and thank you much for making the show part of your day. We'll take you up to 6:30. Remember, it's 7 tonight, a little over an hour and 15 minutes from right now. The Wizards draft lottery. We're going to find out, do they get the number one overall pick and a clear path to Cooper Flagg? It's the big question. We will get to the bottom of that coming up at 7, and then just after that, the Caps are dropping the puck. You just heard from Tarik El-Bashir. We've also talked to Alan May today. Game 4, biggest game of their season. They're trying to get even in this best-of-7 series. Danny, other stories coming out of DC Sports today. The Commanders, we know of one of their games.
We got one.
Week 16, they will be hosting the Philadelphia Eagles in what appears to be a Saturday afternoon tilt, part of a Fox doubleheader. The early game at 1 o'clock is going to be the Eagles-Commanders. The late game in the 4:30 window, Packers and the Bears. But Washington-Philly, the home date rematch of the NFC Championship game, home game that the Commanders came back to win last year. They will play on week 16 on a Saturday. So that's the first set in stone, put it in Sharpie, Commanders scheduled game, a week 16 Saturday tilt with Philly.
Now, that's, you know, that's a day early there after your college football regular season is done, right? So I'm wondering, what does that mean for Christmas week? That's only 5 days away, which would be Thursday. So I'm wondering now, does that set up a potential Christmas Day situation, or if that's too close together, you know, for folks? I think they did something similar this past year. I was trying to rack my brain for how it went, but that seems like what they did that Saturday before when it ended up being Christmas. They had teams play then so that then they could play on Christmas Day.
So that is the big question, right? Is then, do you turn around 5 days later to play a Christmas Day game? Look, I think your chances of playing on Christmas may have gone up. Because to your point, if they played the next day on Sunday the 21st, then you're not playing on Christmas Day definitively. The other option would be to have teams from the Thursday slate that week play on Christmas the following 5 days later, right? So what day of the week is the 25th this year?
So the 25th, I believe, is a Thursday. So I'm trying to look all this up real quick. So the teams that played the week before on kind of a weird day on Saturday. Yeah, so you're, here are your Christmas Day games from this past year. Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Houston. Here's who played the Saturday the day before. Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. Those four teams, and then they mixed and matched, and then they played on Christmas.
So this looks like a real nod toward the Commanders possibly having a Christmas Day game.
That feels a little Christmas.
Based on being home against the Eagles, I guess it's possible it would be a road Christmas Day game. Now, they could go back-to-back at home the 20th and the 25th, but just workshopping the numbers here. We know one of their road games, the Dolphins, is likely to be in Madrid in mid-November, and then you'd have a home game 5 days earlier. The Christmas Day game at home would stink, but would still be better than a Christmas Day game on the road because there's no traveling element to it, right? You open your presents. You do whatever you got to do around the house in the morning, and then you get maybe an afternoon Christmas Day game. Not nearly as big a deal as think about all the journalists and the reporters and stuff that would have to fly out on Christmas Eve and miss Christmas morning with their families probably. That would be terrible.
So I'm trying to figure out here where some of these games were for teams traveling. I think Kansas City had one home game, one road game, and I think Baltimore had one home game, one road game. Yeah, I mean, I think they mix and matched in there. So if you're part of the group of four that played,
there's 1 year of precedent, so it could be very different, right? I mean, it's not totally, like you got a lot of years of sample.
Right, again, I'm putting my detective hat on here. I'm doing my Columbo bit. I'm asking questions. So I think if you're part of that group of four, you probably end up with one home, one road on that really short week. Now, last year was even shorter. The Saturday was the 21st. Wednesday was the 25th. This year, Saturday falls on the 20th. Then the 25th is on a Thursday, if that makes any sense. So it's an extra day than these teams got last year. But they weren't afraid to have them turn around that quick. It was the 21st to the 25th.
Yeah, I'm leaning now, seeing that they play on that Saturday to Christmas Day. Because, as you said, I don't know that it would be the exact same, but the four teams from the Saturday before, just with the other matchup, it was like the team you didn't play last time, you're now playing on Christmas Day. It's an easy way to do the schedule. They could absolutely do it again. And those are four marquee teams. If you had, like, okay, here's the next question. Does Washington play both of the other two teams this season? So it's the Packers. It was the Bears. And who are they playing in the other window?
Bears, Packers.
Washington, it was Eagles, Commanders, and Bears, Packers?
Yes, Eagles, Commanders, Bears, Packers.
Okay.
And Washington plays all those
They
teams.
Play both of them. So, yeah. So maybe we're lining up for Christmas Day. I've been saying all along I'd much rather play on Thanksgiving than Christmas. Christmas to me, I don't want to get into that old routine.
Okay, so the Bears are at home. Okay, in that
Landover,
in that Saturday matchup.
So they'd be in Lambeau on Christmas Day.
So hear me out, okay? The Bears are at home in that doubleheader that we're talking about on the 20th. So if everybody gets one home and one road, the road opponent that's on this list is the Packers.
Right.
Packers Christmas Day.
At Lambeau. I could see the league wanting to do that.
I wonder if this made Kevin Sheehan's mock schedule.
Well, it might now, I think.
Hold on. Let me say this. They're going to glance to Lambeau on the 25th. Quick turnaround, but they're going to want that marquee. Let me say this, Denton. Yeah, that's what it smells like to me.
Totally agree.
Doing the math.
I think we're on to something here. Look at us with our glasses.
Let's predict wins and losses next and do the junkies bit. I'm in.
All right, so we got our mock schedule coming out. Now, you're not going to make them play on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, but I have thought because they have Jaden Daniels and they're the it team, they're going to be playing on one of the two.
Yeah, I think they're already doing Madrid. I mean, people are now sort of like, I think there's a report that even like mentions it for the Dolphins. Like, I think that's happening. So we're doing that showcase.
I told you when I reached out to people about that, they said, we can't confirm anything. We don't really know anything definitively, but certainly seems like that could be the thing.
Dan Quinn gave an answer in Spanish when asked about.
Yeah, that's a good point. Do we think he speaks Espanol, or do we think he looked up how to say no comment?
He looked it up. Like when the junkies were like, what do you think about Jaden Daniels? He was like, the greatest thing ever that's coming here.
Right.
So maybe not that great a poker face for old DQ.
Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30. We got our cap to score a goal draft. We'll get you our Nats leadoff ahead of their first game against the Braves in a new series tonight and set the table for the Wizards in the draft lottery this evening. As soon as we return, we'll be giving away tickets to the DC Defenders. They're coming home, the best team in the UFL at 5-2 for a tilt at Audi Field on Sunday afternoon. I'll be there with my little guy. I think it's a noon kickoff, which is family-friendly this weekend. We'll be giving away those tickets next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.